And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning here on KODY. A quick check of our time in Tampa, service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. You can find them on the ones in North Platte. 821, just about 822, it's 56 degrees. We have temperatures climbing to the upper 70s today as we welcome in George Haas on behalf of Community Connections. George, you're a big outdoor enthusiast. It's a beautiful morning out there today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Wonderful to get outside and do all kinds of stuff.
Yes, it is. Beautiful conditions, and it's been beautiful weather here the past several days, so very thankful for that.
Yes, you bet.
Now, before we dive into it in full force, George, want to mention something that you mentioned off the air a minute ago. You are a mentor with the Community Connections program. You guys did a little gardening work yesterday.
Yes, went over to the senior center and pulled a lot of weeds and planted a lot of flowers. And it was a really good activity for our mentors and the children that we mentor. And appreciate being able to do that and wish the senior center a lot of good luck and hope those flowers grow well.
You'll have to drive by here in a few weeks and check out your hard work.
That's right.
See them blooming in full swing and everything.
You bet.
Now, George, Monday, a big day that we talked about just a few short weeks ago here on KODY, big quit tobacco campaign and quit some of the other dangerous things we've talked about. Big push for that coming up on Memorial Day Monday.
Yes, World No Tobacco Day is always the 31st of May, and this year it happens to be on Memorial Day. So when you think about that coincidence, it's a good opportunity to think about and to honor and to remember those who have passed on, our loved ones, and think about those whose lives were cut short because of tobacco use, and that's a lot of people, unfortunately. So that sort of coincidence, Memorial Day and World No Tobacco Day, to also think about if you're a tobacco user yourself, and that includes vaping products, to find the way somehow to quit that, because, you know, it's just plain not good for your health. I mean, it's a bad deal.
Dangerous. Very dangerous.
Exactly.
I've brought this up before. I don't know if I brought this up while you were in the studio before, George, but if we think about it, back when the cigarettes first came about, when smoking was popular, when it was cool with the cigarettes, there were a lot that was unknown at that time. There was a lot that we found out as that generation of smokers started to get older and more studies were done and more science was really diving into the dangers of smoking. So we didn't understand exactly how bad the cigarettes were when they first came about. I worry that there's some similarities with these vaping products. We do know some of the dangers now, but I fear that there could be more dangers that come about as this generation of young vapers gets older and progresses.
And we already know that they're not harmless, as people began thinking a few years ago, that there are substantial harms associated with vaping. A lot of people have thought, well, vaping is a good opportunity to help smokers quit, and some people have actually found success quitting smoking by turning to vaping.
Mm-hmm.
However, what a lot of people don't realize is that the nicotine levels in many of the vape products are actually higher than a lot of people have thought. Very high nicotine levels in things like Juul and Puff Bar. And it isn't just the nicotine, but there's also heavy metals that can be associated by heating up the units, the electronic cigarettes, and you can get air, lead, for example, into your lungs as a result, but also the solvents themselves, propylene glycol, vegetable glycerin, they can be dangerous. They can cause lung damage. But I'd like to talk about nicotine for a moment. Nicotine, of course, is in all tobacco products, including many of the electronic cigarettes. And we talk about Puff Bar, which is very popular with some of the adolescents nowadays, and some of those other products can have very high levels of nicotine.
Similar to the Juul device, then?
This
is the first I'm hearing of the Puff Bar, so I'm learning a little bit here, folks.
Well, Juul, they can't use most of the flavors that they were putting in the Juul products anymore because of federal regulations. However, those federal regulations do not apply to some of the types of electronic cigarettes, such as Puff Bar, which is a disposable, so they can sell that.
Those fruity flavors that were targeting the nation's youth
right,
previously.
Grape and mango and unicorn vomit, whatever they want to call them. I mean, all
there's
kinds
even
of stuff.
Cereal flavors I've learned, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, and what lifelike, I mean, the purpose of, I think, the vaping originally was to give smokers a way to quit smoking. So if that's what that was being used for originally, that's not a horrible purpose.
Well,
but what lifelong smoker wants to smoke, go from smoking cigarettes to smoking peaches and cream or some sort of fruity
right.
flavor?
Yeah, and so people say, well, let's not take away all the flavors because this is helpful to adult smokers who want to quit and all of that. And actually, when it comes to the manufacturers, you know as well as I do that the tobacco companies, including the vape companies, have lots and lots of money and mm-hmm. very little when it comes to ethics and morals. They
yep.
really don't care.
They don't care about me.
That's not their purpose. Their purpose was not to wean people off of cigarettes. Their purpose was to get a new generation hooked on nicotine.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what is happening. When it comes to nicotine, what a lot of people don't realize is that nicotine is a leading factor in erectile dysfunction, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
And use of nicotine can result in erectile dysfunction in men as young as 20 years old.
Wow.
A lot of people don't realize that, but it is an important factor mm-hmm. in erectile dysfunction.
And if that has a health impact with the erectile dysfunctions, what other health impacts are there? You know what I mean? There's bound to be others that we're not even aware of at this point, too.
Well, and we're talking about smoking. Of course, electronic cigarettes don't have the tar and some of the thousands of chemicals that cigarettes do, but they do have other harmful chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about cancers. Okay, smoking. Back in the early 60s, it was announced, and all of a sudden, newsflash, smoking causes lung cancer. Wow. Well,
who'd have thunk it?
Right. What a lot of people don't realize is that smoking can also cause rectum cancer and colon cancer and liver cancer and throat cancer and all kinds of other cancers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it isn't just the lungs.
No.
It affects the whole body.
Oh, head to toe. Really, it does affect head to toe.
And people say, well, everybody's got to die sometime, which is exactly true, but why shorten your life and make
exactly.
it more miserable in the process?
Yep.
Because of something that's making tobacco companies rich and you develop wrinkles earlier, be able to not be able to breathe as well,
mm-hmm.
not be able to work as hard, play as hard. You're getting the tobacco companies rich, and they don't give a darn about you.
And that cost is something that I'm glad you brought up, George, because if you added up all the money that you would spend on cigarettes in the average year or on vaping devices, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars that individuals spend. Think about what you could use that money on. And if you can't think of a good way to spend that money, George and I would take it and spend it for you.
Exactly. Well, and when you think about how hard it is to quit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, and they will help you. I mean, they have people that have quit using tobacco.
Sure.
That can help you and
They've
guide you.
They've been through it themselves.
They can even provide nicotine replacement products to help you kind of get through and do it. But when you're thinking about still how hard it is, then maybe think about that nice car you might want to buy or something else and let that be one of your motivating factors. And the other thing is that grandchild you'd like to see when he yeah. graduates from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Or
dance with her on the wedding day.
Grandpa, right.
The grandchild on the wedding day.
Exactly. Attend her wedding, all those fun events. Go fishing with them. Be able to breathe while you're and hike with them.
Yep.
I mean, some really good motivating factors and somehow find the will, but not only the will, but strategies.
Yep.
And these people at the 1-800-QUIT-NOW can help you find those strategies. It isn't not, it's not only really wanting to, but it's also finding ways to change your routine so it becomes a practical decision.
Forming a game plan in a lot of ways.
That is right.
George Hosh joining us here from Community Connections. Again, the big Quit Tobacco campaign coming up this Memorial Day Monday, May 31st. And George, there's a lot of resources out there for folks that want to kick the habit. Obviously, that quit line is a great resource that can possibly help folks tap into other resources as well.
That is exactly right.
Anything else you want to add this morning, George?
There are now way more former smokers in the United States than there are current smokers, and you can be one of them.
That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. That's amazing.
That's right.
More former smokers than there are current in the U.S.
That's right.
That's awesome.
You're right.
Folks, assistance is available, and we are kind of past graduation season, but still not out of the celebratory season. If there's folks out there that have anniversaries, birthday parties, other get-togethers coming up, maybe they're having a big get-together during the Nebraska Land Days Festival, if they want to advertise that their event is smoke-free, they can still get some help with community connections in advertising that, right?
That is right. We have yard signs that people can borrow to make it just real easy to announce in a very friendly manner this is a smoke-free event. They can just let them know they can use those yard signs.
George, as always, we appreciate you taking some time for us. Good to have you in the studio, sir.
Thank you, and it's good to be here.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break on Husker Radio's KODY.